And you probably know Trials from his work as a producer, part of the iconic South Australian hip-hop outfit Funk Whores, or the highly acclaimed duo AB Original. His new project is solo, as a solo artist and multi-instrumentalist, is taking his work in a new direction while showing strong roots he's formed as a collaborator. And his new single, I'm an Effing Wreck, does just that. Trials joins us on the line now to chat. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Very, very well, thank you. So how long have you been sort of thinking about putting out work on your own as a solo artist?
It's been a dream since day one, I think. I've just never really felt like I was ready for it. It's taken me for, over a decade at least to kind of get to a position where I think I can start to make the ideas that I have in my head now. And there's no shortage of ideas. I guess just converting them to actual tracks was a big, long learning curve for me. So I think over the last 5 years, I've really locked into a position where I know how to do what I want to do now. And I feel like every track that I've made and every record I've made on the way to this journey has been like a building block experience. And I feel like I'm finally ready to release.
And so was there a bit of a moment for you that you're like, all right, this is the time to sort of step out? Or has it sort of been a sort of slowly emerging thing?
Well, Briggs and I, when we finished the Reclaim Australia AB Original record, we both knew that we had to work on each other's records in between doing the next one, because Briggs was halfway through his EP, which I produced three quarters of as well. And I sort of just started tinkering with a couple of ideas. So we figured between records would be the best time to do it. So Briggs' first EP, which is it's called Always Was, came out a couple of months ago. And my first track came out last Friday. So the idea is we both release records in between AB Original projects. So that's next up for us next year.
And so what has it actually felt like having, as you said, you've sort of been thinking about this for about a decade now, sort of working on this this work that is solely your own in a lot of ways?
It's great, because it feels like I'm a bit of a control freak in the studio. I think that's why everyone, most producers who gravitate towards being producers probably are, because they like to be able to shape the records the way they like to hear them. So I think that's sort of mostly what's kind of got me to where I am now, is that I know that I can sort of do an entire track in one room by myself and, not rely on collaborators or anything like that, just sitting here. And especially since the last few months have been crazy and everyone's been locked inside, it's been a great time for me to kind of just concentrate on my solo craft.
And with, as you said, such a wealth of ideas that you've got, what's it actually been like sort of crafting this EP and sort of shaping the work that you want to put out first?
Incredibly free, because there's literally no boundaries whatsoever. Because if we're working on a hip-hop record or I'm working on a blues record, those records are usually pretty artist or genre specific, so I stick within those boundaries quite often. But with my solo production record, it's quite varied, and I think the first single is a pretty good taste of that, of how varying the work is. Because I've worked on so many different types of records, we didn't want to confine it to one type of sound for my solo project. We want to kind of keep it nice and broad so that we can give the listeners, and I can give my own creative drive, that tick where we can feel like we've had an itch scratched.
Speaking with Trials about his brand new single, and as we mentioned, it feels like you've it's been a difficult year for so many, but it feels like you've had a pretty big year. Worked on that track as part of the Kev Carmody tribute album. You had the documentary Looky Looky Here Comes Cookie come out earlier in the year. What was that experience like?
Phenomenal, and I'm really, really fortunate that travel was actually still going, early at the start of the year, because that's when we wrapped everything up. And I think the Looky Looky Here Comes Cookie documentary was just such a phenomenal piece of work to be involved in, because originally they pitched the idea to me that they were going to be going to five or six different artists' hometowns and where their songlines come from. And the idea of taking a camera crew to Rowcan, where my family's from, was just, I couldn't let that go, because I knew that the guys who were putting it together were just so phenomenal at the way that they got their pictures to look on screen. I really was incredibly excited and inspired to take a camera crew to Rowcan, which holds so much history for me and Adelaide and Australia as well, and have it represented so beautifully on screen. It was such a beautiful, beautiful project to be involved in.
And what have these past couple of months looked like for you? Things here in South Australia have sort of been looking back a little bit normal, but obviously things are so strange this year. What's it been like for you?
It's been a little bit strange. My wife and I have just welcomed our daughter into the world a few months ago, sort of at the height of everything, which was kind of crazy. So she's 6 months old now, so it's been a very sleepless 6 months, as any parent knows. But it's beautiful. We couldn't ask for anything else. We're very very blessed to be, you know, to get through that together as a unit and to be thriving. And our little girl is really thriving. So we're incredibly fortunate. So working at home as a producer is easy for me because I've got a great little setup at home, so I don't really have to leave too much. So it's been okay. I know it's been far more challenging for a lot of other people, so I'm in no position to complain whatsoever. I'm just really happy that she's thriving and happy to be here, so it makes my day.
And this first single, which we'll give a bit of a language warning for in a minute when we play it, it's a pretty strong sort of statement. It's a strong first sort of single to drop to say I'm here. This is who I am. What about this song made you want to release it first as part of your solo work?
Well, I've been sitting on that beat for about maybe 2 years. I think I made that about 2 years ago, and wrote the kind of underlying idea for the song, and I just never really had a home for it. I couldn't quite figure out who the vocalist was that fit on it. We gave it a couple of trial runs with a couple of other artists, and it didn't quite sit. And the second we got Daniel involved in it, I knew immediately that it was a lock. So it's really not too far from the original demo that we were working on together to the final track, because what he did and the way he laced it was just so perfect. Working with an artist like him, with his cadence and his tone and his really introspective lyrics, but delivered so sharply, was something that I'd really wanted to do for some time now. So I think it's a great tester of a good taste tester of what the album sounds like. It's a good kind of varying umbrella to what the record is going to be. There's going to be hip hop pockets. There's going to be pop pockets, trap pockets. You know, all sorts of things. Like I was saying earlier, I don't want to be limited by any genre kind of boundaries. I just want to go in and make absolute bangers, and I think that's sort of the ethos that Daniel and I went in with this record with, and I think we got it.
And you mentioned earlier that there is going to be another AB Original project at some point down the line, but is this a bit of dam breaking moment for you too, that now you are establishing yourself as a solo artist and you've got all these ideas and you've sort of honed your skills, that we're going to see a lot more work coming from you?
Oh, unquestionably, for sure. Like it's been a long time coming, and now it's going to be a problem for everyone else. Well, I got a lot of ideas.
Certainly, worse problems to have. Trials. Thank you so much for chatting this morning.
I really appreciate the time, and thank you for inviting me on.
Trials there, speaking with us about his new single. It's called I'm an Effing Wreck. It's a big language warning on this one, but if you are offended by that, just tune out for the next couple of minutes. We're going to take a listen to it right now.